This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
When we last left off, we were halfway through a list of things that boomers can't believe the Gen Z doesn't know how to do or don't know how to do. It's not necessarily a super accurate list. I'm not sure where they got these notions from, because, like, obviously some people can do some things and some people can't. But we're going to continue this because we're finding out now that it is rather shocking that us millennials don't even know how to do some of these things. Here's the next one on here. How to do basic handyman skills, such as this is where I throw the red flag. You want to talk about simple handyman skills? Fine. I feel like I know how to do some of those. These I don't consider simple, such as replacing an outlet. What am I, an electrician?
I can't do that.
Right.
As long as you turn the power off, it's really simple.
Changing a light fixture.
I could do that. Like, no, a light bulb?
No, changing a light fixture.
Depending on the size.
Yeah, if it's a chandelier, that's fine.
And this one I can do. Installing a shelf on the wall. I can do that one.
But that I find harder.
Well, you just get a level.
No, it's not. It's not
you
that part.
Find...
It's like, yeah, finding the stud.
Find the stud.
Yeah.
And then you measure it, and then you get a level to make sure it's straight. Okay. It's just, that to me, that's easy. It's when you're like getting wires and I've turned the electricity off. Are you kidding me? This one, I'm sure you don't know how to do this. You know, I know how to do this. I wonder if Kevin does. How to write a check.
I know how to write a check. I've written plenty of checks.
You do?
Yes. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Okay. Okay. You do know how to write checks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You have to write out the amount in words.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then make sure to put 0 out of 100 at the end, so they don't like jip you off or something.
Okay. All right. He knows.
I know. Okay. I write checks all the time.
How to use a manual can opener? Are there people who don't know how to do that?
I feel like there are people that, like, really, for some reason, it just escapes them.
Right.
But I can't use those anymore, though. I'm scarred for life.
You're scarred?
I cut myself opening it up. Now I just use the metal thing to lift it up.
Okay.
No more.
I do.
You're so brave.
I do want to say that the success rate of a manual can opener seems to be very low. Like, I haven't been to many houses where I've used other people besides my own manual can opener, and it has worked flawlessly on the very first try.
Well, I mean,
not even my own. And maybe
a little braggy.
I don't know if they get old or what, but anyway.
I feel like some of them are just different. Like, they don't, like some hook to the side of the can, and then some you go just straight down the can.
And regardless, you're going to cut yourself, like Kevin said.
I don't cut myself. I don't.
How about this one? Drive stick shift.
I know how to do that.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how to drive stick shift? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do too.
I haven't in a long time.
But you could do it.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I just recently, like, remembered that you have to put the clutch in.
Yeah.
When you change gears. Like, I was just thinking about it the other day, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually love driving stick shift. I kind of miss it.
Men say that. I don't know why.
I don't like it.
It sounds Gavin, you have a car that will drive itself.
I know.
And you're saying you like a stick shift?
I did like driving a stick shift. I mean, I would, you get sick of it.
I absolutely hated it.
All the time. But I mean, it's kind of fun. Although when I first moved out here, my car was a stick shift. And I avoided going to San Francisco for like 2 years while I had that car because I'm like, I'm not going to deal with those hills.
I've done it
shift.
And it is not easy.
Last one on here. And this is like boomers, come on. This is like cursive all over again. Gen Z just doesn't know how to read Roman numerals. Who cares? Yeah. Why? Because they don't know what Super Bowl we're on?
I was just going to say, the only thing that, the only time that Roman numerals seem to come up in everyday society is the Super Bowl.
Right. It's like, boomers, get a grip. You don't need to know that anymore. We've stopped writing numbers with letters. Think about how insane that is. It's just as crazy as making letters go, ooh, with cursive. So anyway, if there's anything that you want to add to this, text it in 916-909-1065.